You're listening to Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow. Up next this hour, we're going to...
Ira?
Annette Heist, our senior producer, has joined us. Oh, you snuck right into the studio.
Sorry. I hate to interrupt, but there's a deadline approaching, and I think our listeners want to hear about it.
A deadline?
A deadline. Some energy-efficient tax credits are set to expire on December 31st this year. And I think this is some news you can use for our listeners.
Now, I know why you're interested in this, because if people who follow your blog, they watch you fixing your house out there in Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
And you're trying to find the most energy efficient way to recoup your dollars.
Yeah, that's right. I'm interested in trying to cut my electric bill. I've been at this project for a couple years, and I'll brag a little bit. I've since I started, I took 200 kilowatt hours off my monthly average bill.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And save money doing that. And you have
no, I didn't save money.
You didn't?
My electricity rates went up by almost the same amount. So my
boy,
bill
did
is
they fool
even.
You. Well, so you're a little. So now you're looking for new ways, and you say if there are things that we should do before the end of the year.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Like what?
Well, if you have a couple extra dollars to spend, I would recommend a storm door. You can, if you install a storm door between now and the end of the year,
right,
you can get back 30% of the cost of that storm door. And so if you, up to a certain amount, so if you pay, say, $300 for a storm door and you file the paperwork with your taxes, you can get back about $90.
Wow, that's pretty good money.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, and so there, and what else? Give me something else.
Okay, so
if I don't want the storm door under my tree, what else can I do?
These credits are going to expire on December 31st. You can, if that's a little bit too much money to spend,
right,
for you, you can pick up some insulation for your house, and that includes weather stripping, spray foam in a can. You can
good stocking stuffer.
Good stocking stuffer. Stuff your stocking with some insulation.
Well, I mean a can of spray, you know, that you put into the wall sockets or something that really,
yes,
seal up the place.
If it's a product designed to make your home more energy efficient, to seal up, you know, drafts around,
right,
the door, then yes, it qualifies for the tax credit.
So even if it's like a 10 buck item,
yes,
I can still get that, say, $3 or,
yeah,
something.
If you're willing to, you know, keep your receipt and do the paperwork, so you can get 30% back up to $1,500. And that $1,500 is for 2009 and 2010 combined.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took the credit last year, you can't do it for 2010. And I should add also that that this has to be your primary residence for these credits. And if you share a house with somebody, it's $1,500 for the house. It's not,
right,
per person.
Right,
so,
right, right. What else have you got on your list of things I could say?
Well, it might be a little late in the year for you to do this, but a new roof would qualify.
We're having a barn raising at my house between now and the end of the year.
And that includes metal roofs or asphalt roofs. Also heating systems, air source heat pumps, a propane furnace, and this is a doable one, a biomass stove. That's a stove that burns corn or wood pellets. And if you get that in your house and up and running by December 31st, you can get 30% back up to $1,500 for that. So basically, if you spend $5,000 on these improvements, you're going to maximize this tax credit. And I should add that some of these are going to be extended into next year in the bill that was just passed by Congress, the new tax bill that was just passed, and the president is signing, I think, in 5 minutes. But it's my understanding that the new credits are not going to be as beneficial as these are. So act now. You want to get And these things have to be in place by December 31st.
So while you're not going to be popping that champagne, you're going to be caulking that window.
I'm going to multitask on New Year's Eve. I will have a glass of champagne in one hand and a caulk gun in the other.
Now, we hear about the credits for things like solar panels and stuff,
right,
like that.
Those are still in place, and those don't expire until 2016. Now, that's for solar panels, geothermal heat pumps, small wind turbines, if you're thinking about putting one of those in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no upper limit on that, so that doesn't stop at $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a little bit more time to plan ahead for those.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, what else? Now I've got the stocking stuffers. I've got the storm door under the tree. What else can I do?
Well, if you're looking to cut your electricity bill in a way that you don't even have to spend any money, you can unplug that second refrigerator that you might have in your basement.
It's got that one giant pizza in it that fits no other place. Right.
Maybe a turkey in there. You had one a turkey in there at Thanksgiving and a bottle of soda. Get rid of it. Because according to everything I've read, that's one of the a common thing that a lot of people have in their house, and it really just sucks energy up. And I did a little calculation. If you go to energystar.gov, which is a great website for figuring out how much it costs to run your dryer, or should you wash in cold water, or any appliance that you have in your house, you want to know how much it costs to run it, go to energystar.gov, and they have tons of information. And they have one of my favorite things is the refrigerator retirement savings calculator. So it's like it's actually a little refrigerator. You pick your model, whether you had side by side or the freezer on the top. You put in the year that you bought it, and it will tell you, you put in how much you pay for your electricity per kilowatt hour, and it'll run a calculation and tell you how much it's costing you to keep that second refrigerator going in your basement. And here's what I calculated it for my for what I pay, $835 for 5 years, which is about $167 a year to keep that refrigerator going. So almost a whole electric bill.
Wow, a whole month of, wow.
Then that's for an older refrigerator. Yeah. That was the one that I got rid of when I replaced my refrigerator recently was about a 1990 refrigerator. So EnergyStar.gov says if your refrigerator is made before 1993, that it's probably a good idea to say goodbye.
If you got that old Crosley, remember those Crosley with the handle that opens up, or any old refrigerator, because they were so energy inefficient in those days.
Yes.
Just sitting there and running, I think it's probably one, along with the air conditioning system, which are not, they're not running here in the wintertime.
Right.
It's probably the single biggest user of electricity, right, in the house?
In your house right now, it's, if you have electric heat, that's probably it, and also your water heater. Those are the things that really suck up the energy.
And if we replace our water heater, we get a credit for that?
If you replace it, you're testing me now. I think if you, if it's a heat pump water heater, there are credits. But you might also qualify for some credits that vary by state, and you can find out if you can get that. If there are credits in your state, by going to the same website where they have a map, you click on your state, and it'll tell you what is what qualifies. And I have to say, for my state, Pennsylvania, they ran out of money
because so many people wanted to do this.
So many people wanted to do it. They have a waiting list now for rebates. But I did go to my electricity provider, and they also give rebates. And I found that you can get, for instance, $50 back on a refrigerator, $75 back on a clothes washer, $10 back on a dehumidifier, and a couple other things. A programmable thermostat, they'll give you $50 back if you install one of those. And those just have to be ENERGY STAR qualified.
Wow, and you could put that in yourself. And if that's a, what's the, that's about, it pays for itself?
Right,
just
that's about what they cost. I priced them at a couple of the big box stores, and they cost between $30 and $100, depending on how fancy, if you want it to be different on the weekend or just Monday
through
Friday.
So $50 is a wash.
Yeah.
It's a wash. Now, for folks who are still buying those Christmas tree lights, can you save money there if you get the right kind of lights?
You can get LED lights now. And I was looking at those the other day, and they're about $12 for a string of 60. They use significantly less energy than the regular Christmas lights that we're used to, but they're expensive. You're putting out some money up front, but they do use a lot less. And they, I think another added bonus to those is that they burn not hot, so they're not a fire hazard.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that people can do to lower their bills?
Well, I brought you a present.
Oh, it's got a little. Actually, it's got a little.
Happy Hanukkah! Bull. Sorry, it's late.
It's a kilowatt.
Easy.
It's a electricity usage monitor. Oh, this is the thing you plug your appliance in.
Right. You plug that into the wall, the kilowatt, and then you plug your appliance into the kilowatt. You program in how much you pay for electricity, and it'll tell you how much it's costing you to run that thing, your laptop, your fan.
Because there's something draining all the time, even when it's off, right?
Well, you can check it.
Yeah.
You can check it with the kilowatt easy. Plug it into there and see how much. Is it really true that when you leave that cell phone charger in the wall that it's, you know, contributing a lot to your energy bill? You can do a test.
Well, thank you very much, Annette.
My pleasure.
I'm going to take this home and try it out tonight.
Okay.
Senior producer Annette Heist, you can follow her blog. She's out there saving energy for us all and learning how to do it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.